Aphrodite screamed and flung her child away. But Lord Apollo caught him in his arms and bore him off in a dark cloud, so no Danaan spear should stab and finish him. Now Diomedes, lord of the battle cry, with mighty lungs cried out to her, "Oh, give up war! Give up war and killing, goddess! Is it not enough to break soft women down with coaxing lust? Go haunting battle, will you? I can see you shudder after this at the name of war." So taunted, faint with pain, she quit the field. Being by wind running, Iris helped away in anguish, sobbing while her lovely skin ran darkness. Then she came on Ares, resting far to the left, his spear shaft leaning on a bank of mist. There stood his battle team, and falling on one knee, she begged her brother for those gold-bangled horses.
"Brother dear, please let me take your team. Do let me have them, to go up to the gods' home on Olympus. I am too dreadfully hurt. A mortal speared me. Diomedes it was. He'd even fight with Zeus."
Then Ares gave her his gold-bangled team, and into the car she stepped, throbbing with pain, while Iris at her side gathered the reins and flicked the horses into eager flight. They came almost at once to steep Olympus, where the gods dwell. Iris, who runs on wind, halted and unyoked the team and tossed them heavenly fodder. In Dione's lap Aphrodite sank down, and her dear mother held and caressed her, whispering in her ear, "Who did this to you, darling child? In heaven who could have been so rude and wild as though you had committed open wrong?" And Aphrodite, lover of smiling eyes, answered, "Diomedes had the insolence to wound me when I tried to save my dear son from the war, Aeneas, dearest of all the sons of men to me. It seems this horrid combat is no longer Trojans against Achaeans. Now the Argives are making war upon the gods themselves." Then said Dione, loveliest of goddesses, "There, child, patience, even in such distress. Many of us who live upon Olympus have taken hurt from men, and hurt each other. Ares bore it, when Otus and Ephialtes, Aeneas's giant sons, put him in chains. He lay for 13 moons in a brazen jar, until that glutton of war might well have perished, had Erebea, their stepmother, not told Hermes.